Good morning. What a blessing to be here this morning. Enjoy that beautiful singing. And thank you, Brother Dan, for those thoughts. I was just thinking yesterday as I was studying for this on how God inspired all Scripture, and specifically thinking how the first books of Moses, how he wrote those, and that all Scripture is, the whole Bible is beautiful, but as you look back and you think how God inspired that, he wasn't even there, but through inspiration of God, why Moses could write those books. We serve in an amazing, good God. For an opening meditation, I'd like to share a few thoughts on forgiveness. It's something the Lord has been doing in my heart, a work that He's been doing and continuing to do on forgiveness. And I just pray that these few thoughts could be a blessing. I know my own heart, and I know how I sometimes struggle to hang on to some things, and I'd just like to share a few thoughts on forgiveness, and I'd like to take some of the Scripture that we'll look at for a text out of maybe the life of Joseph, how he forgave his brothers there. We don't have time to read everything. It's a pretty lengthy account there, but I'd just like to maybe give a brief overview from, so bear with me, it might be a little scattered, but we know how Israel, his father, loved him more than his other brothers, and how that caused some strife there, and his brothers hated him for that, and then they sold him, and he went to check on them out in the where they were tending sheep, and he sold them, and his brothers took him, and they were gonna slay him, but Reuben, his oldest brother, said not to do that, to just put him in a pit there, a well without water. So they did that, and then as they were there, why, there's a group of Midianites come through. They came through, and they were on their way to Egypt. So they had the idea. They sold Joseph to them for 20 pieces of silver, and they took him to Egypt and sold him to Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard. And through that, Potiphar put him in charge of his house and all that he had. And through that, he prospered there and did very well. But Potiphar's wife was tempting Joseph daily, and she lied about what happened there and had him thrown in prison. And in prison, why, he flourished as well, and the captain of the prison put him in charge over the prisoners, and through that, a couple of Pharaohs, the butler, the chief butler, and the chief baker they angered Pharaoh, and Pharaoh sent him there to prison. And through that, Joseph interpreted their dreams, and Then when Pharaoh had dreamed his dreams, the baker, the chief butler, remembered Joseph in prison. But we know he went through quite a time there. We know he went through quite a time there in Egypt through strife, and we can get a little glimpse of that by what he named his two sons after he was out of prison. In Genesis 41, 50-52, says, "And unto Joseph were born two sons before the years of the famine came, with Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bare unto him. And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for God, said he, hath made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. And the name of the second called Ephraim, for God has caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction." We can only imagine what he went through there, being sold into Egypt. His brothers, they call him but a lad further on. We might read that but we can only imagine what all he faced and how he was faithful to God and what he did. But through that, there's a great famine that came into Egypt and his brothers. His father and his brothers, they ran out of food and they had to go to Egypt to buy food. And that's where Joseph had become the ruler. And I'm just going to break in there. Where they came to him. I'd like to read first back in Genesis 37, 5-11, about his dream, about Joseph's dream. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, "Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheave arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaf." His brethren said to him, "Shalt thou indeed reign over us, or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us?" And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream, and told it to his brethren, and said, "Behold, I have dreamed a dream more. Behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me." And he told it to his father and to his brethren. His father rebuked him and said unto him, "What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and my mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow ourselves to thee to the earth?" And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the saying. We can only imagine how they mocked him for his dreams, how they made fun of him. In Genesis 37:19 it says, when he was coming to check on him, they said one to another, "Behold, this dreamer cometh." In Genesis 42:8-9, when they came to him there in Egypt, why it says that Joseph knew his brethren, but they knew him not. And Joseph remembered the dreams which he dreamed of them. And he said unto them, "Ye are spies to see the nakedness of the land ye are come." He remembered those dreams. And here his brothers were bowed down before him. We have scoffers around us too today. People that mock us and ridicule us. It might be family from that's unconverted yet, or people that they don't understand the stance that we've taken. But there's mockers, and sometimes people snub you off, or you're there and they just ignore you in certain places, and people that you know, and that can have an effect on our life if we let it, get a hold, or cause bitterness or anger against them. I'd say let's forgive them. We know that they didn't know that that was Joseph till he, till a while later when he told him who, Joseph told his brothers who he was. But in Genesis, we know that they were afraid. When they had trouble, when we're in trouble, we remember things, right? That we might have done or in the, just read here in Genesis 42, we're going to read 21 to 22 and then 27 to 28. And they said one to another, We are verily guilty concerning our brother, in that we saw the anguish of his soul when he besought us, and we would not hear. Therefore, his distress come upon us. And Reuben answered them, saying, Spake I not unto you, saying, Do not sin against the child? And ye would not hear. Therefore, behold, also his blood is required. When they seen that their money was restored, even in their sack, it says their heart failed them, and they were afraid, saying one to another, What is it that God hath done unto us? And I'd just like to say that when we sin, there is still blood required today. When we sin, there is blood required. But by faith in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can be free from that sin if we put our faith in He shed His blood for us. Romans 3:24-26. Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say, at this time, His righteousness, that we might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. Colossians 1:14, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even forgiveness of sins. Hebrews 9:14, how much more shall the blood of Christ, through the eternal Spirit, offered Himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. In John 1:1-7, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. I'd like to, we'll just go on here. And we see here how Joseph responded to his brothers and his forgiveness and to them, and to how he released them to the Lord. And we'll start reading in Genesis 45, 1 to 8. And then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him, and he cried, "Cause every man to go out from me." And there stood no man with him, while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians in the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said unto his brethren, "I am Joseph. Doth my father yet live?" And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brethren, "Come near me. Come near to me, I pray you." And they came near, and he said, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt. Now therefore be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that ye sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years hath the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in the which there shall neither be earing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve a prosperity in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God, and he hath made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout the land of Egypt." And also in Genesis 50, 14 to 18. Okay, we'll read 14 to 20. And Joseph returned into Egypt, he and his brethren, and all that went up with him to bury his father, after he had buried his father. And when Joseph's brethren saw that their father was dead, they said, "Joseph will peradventure hate us, and will certainly requite us all the evil which we did unto him." And they sent a messenger unto Joseph, saying, "Thy father did command before he died, saying, So shall ye say unto Joseph, Forgive, I pray thee now, the trespasses of thy brethren and their sin. For they did unto thee evil. And now we pray thee, forgive the trespasses of the servants of the God of thy father." And Joseph wept when they spake unto him, and his brethren also went and fell down before his face, and they said, "Behold, we be thy servants." And Joseph said unto them, "Fear not, for am I in the place of God? But as you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto us to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people's lives." What a beautiful response to his brothers. We can see that. We don't read where he could have retaliated against Potiphar as well, where there's other people that, when he was almost the supreme ruler of the land, he could have. But we see this heart in him. When we hang on to our hurts, our hearts, our differences, God cannot work in us. But if we release them, God can start bringing healing and reconciliation to our lives. Matthew 16:14. "For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father also will forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. There's an account here that I'd like to read. It's a little longer. Matthew 18:21-35. It's when Peter came to him. It says, "And then came Peter to him, said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times?" Jesus said unto him, "I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times 7. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children, and all that he had, and payment be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. The Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out, and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid on him, and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me what thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet, and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt, because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses." Luke 17:3-4. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee seven times in a day, turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. So, 2 Corinthians 2:7. So that contrariwise, we ought rather to forgive him and comfort him, lest perhaps such a one should be swallowed up with overmuch sorrow. John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So in closing, just ask, let us open our hearts and forgive today. May the God Spirit have free reign. If there be something, I guess I just like, is there anything between you and your wife? Maybe a small hurt or something that caused a break in fellowship or a break in communion between you and your brother? Or between, you know, if there be a break there, let's forgive so that the healing process can start. So in closing, could we stand and pray? Father, we read your instruction and promise in your word. In Mark 11:25-26, it says, when we stand praying, forgive. If we have aught against any, that your Father also, which is heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. that if you do not forgive, neither your Father which is in heaven will forgive your trespasses. Yes, Father, we acknowledge your word, Lord, and we believe your word, Father. Lord, search our hearts today, Father. Search my heart, Lord. If there be any trespass against a brother, Lord, any sin or any grudge, forgive, Lord. Pray that you would help me to forgive, Lord. Lord, I forgive today. Oh God, we love you. We need your Spirit, Lord, to do your work in each life. Each of our lives, Father. We want your church here, Lord, to prosper, Father. We want your will to be done. We want to be your glorious bride here in Bern, Father. We pray that we continue to work in my life first and foremost, Father, the life of my family, Lord. Lead us on, O God. Would you, by your Spirit, lead us on. Thank you for each brother and each sister here, each member of the congregation, Lord. We think of the brothers and sisters in Bolivia, Aiden and Moses, they're down there, Father. We pray your Spirit would rest upon them, Lord, that they could minister to the brothers and sisters that are there, Lord. Would you bless them, Father? Thank you for this time, O God. Would you bless the remainder of the service? Lord, for your honor and glory, we love you. Amen.